And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria are racing against time and a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and have now left more than 17,000 people dead so far. Turkey's disaster management agency said Thursday that about 110,000 personnel are involved in rescue efforts and 5,500 vehicles such as tractors, cranes, bulldozers, and excavators have been shipped to the disaster zones. The earthquake is now the world's deadliest seismic event since the 2011 earthquake and tsunami that killed nearly 20,000 people in Japan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is wrapping up a whirlwind tour of his major European backers with a final visit to the capital of the European Union. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Zelensky will be heading home with heaps of goodwill, promises of more military aid, and as hardware goes, France's highest medal of honor. But first, Brussels, where EU leaders hope to impress on him the powerful bloc is steadfast in its support of embattled Ukraine, as Russia's feared to make moves for a new offensive around the February 24 one-year anniversary of the war. Zelensky will be using the dais of the European Parliament to further his point in a plenary session, hoping to match Wednesday's speech to British lawmakers when he thanked the nation for its unrelenting support. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A spokesman for U.S. Senator John Fetterman says the senator has been hospitalized after feeling lightheaded while attending a Senate Democratic retreat. The Pennsylvania Democrat suffered a stroke during his campaign last year. His office says initial tests do not show any evidence of a new stroke. Fetterman's victory over celebrity heart surgeon Mehmet Oz was critical to Democrats maintaining their Senate majority in last November's election. This is VOA News. China says U.S. accusations that a downed Chinese balloon was part of an extensive surveillance program amount to information warfare against China. U.S. news outlets said earlier this week that the U.S. intelligence community has concluded that the suspected spy balloon that recently traveled across the continental United States is part of an extensive surveillance program operated by the Chinese military. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning repeated Beijing's claims that the unmanned balloon was a civilian airship that had accidentally blown off course and that the U.S. had overreacted by shooting it down. International investigators said Wednesday there were strong indications that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally approved the supply of the missile that shot down Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over Ukraine in 2014. But the team told reporters at The Hague they were halting their probe since there was not enough evidence to prosecute more suspects. All 298 people on board were killed when a Russian-made missile slammed into the plane traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, sending it crashing to earth in separatist-held eastern Ukraine. In Australia, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told reporters what he would tell Putin if he came face-to-face with him.
I'd say that you are reprehensible, that Vladimir Putin, clearly the shooting down of MH17 was an act of terrorism that had an impact here in Australia, but on many countries as well. And we will continue to pursue these issues with every avenue at our disposal.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said the decision to end the probe was a bitter disappointment. U.S. entertainment giant Disney on Wednesday announced a massive round of job cuts. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson explains.
Disney CEO Bob Iger announced plans on Wednesday to cut 7,000 jobs as part of an effort to save $5.5 billion in costs and make its streaming business profitable. The layoffs represent an estimated 3.6% of Disney's global workforce and will see the company restructure into three segments: entertainment, theme parks, and a sports-focused ESPN unit. Iger, who was reappointed as Disney's head in November, says streaming remained Disney's top priority.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. Disney is just the latest media company to announce job cuts in response to slowing subscriber growth and increased competition for streaming viewers. You can find more on this story on our website at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA.